A popular Outcast production.
Want a cough drop? You guys are recording.
No, I'm good. Oh, we're recording.
I'll have a cough drop.
All right, here you go.
We'll hand it to Allie, who's totally here with us.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Bill's adjusting levels.
It's all good.
It's all good. It's all good.
All right.
All right. So,
levels.
Yeah. Levels. Episode 30. Did we decide 38?
Oh, we still have no idea.
We'll just say 38. I'm pretty sure it's 30. I saved it as file 38, so...
It's 38.
We're pretending.
Didn't overwrite anything. Yeah. Hooray, imagination.
It's all about the file, man.
It's all about the files. Anyway. So, this week, we are joined by the lovely Miss Allie.
Live
from Philadelphia.
Maybe sounds more professional. Yeah, hey. So I'm at a business meeting.
This is legit shit, man.
I'm very important, yes.
Yes.
Seriously, though, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be our guest.
I'm sure you wondered why we called you here today.
Why am I here? Why am I in this box?
So, you're a smart lady.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you've yes. done many years of the college.
I've done the college thing of book thing, smart, yes.
And a lovely Flight of the Conchords poster in the background behind
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Nah. And some icicle lights.
Not that cool.
So, you're an expert on women's studies at this point, I'm going to say.
I would say well-versed, but probably not expert.
Shh! Don't sell yourself short.
I am such an expert. I know everything.
You know more than us.
Yeah.
I don't know if you listened to our women's rights-ish episode.
Well, that's cool. You guys will just make me sound like an expert then.
That's only because we had every intent to talk about
right.
like women's rights, and then I think we started talking about like cars. I don't know how that happened.
How did that?
I don't know.
Literally no
clue.
We're
awful. We're awful at staying on topic. I don't know if you've listened to the show before.
We're doing it right now.
Yeah, this is true. So, we brought Allie here to talk about the feminism and the feminizy things. Lady stuff.
Yes. So, lady parts.
The lady,
lady
biz.
Business.
So, for anybody out there who may not know... Oh, shit, we are off. I hope I didn't overwrite last episode. It didn't say over.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Nah, that's fine. Okay, anyway. Sorry, we'll cut that out.
I forget Bill's there, just like...
No, Bill was showing me something pertinent.
Did he just rub his beard on?
He yes. really
almost
just...
Bill's
that was awful.
I was just saying hello.
So, lady things. Lady feminism. Allie, for people who don't know...
Lady feminism.
Lady feminism as opposed to
man to all feminism. The other kinds.
Yes. There's a lot of misconceptions and things floating around. You want to give us maybe like a little kind of a breakdown about like core ideas? Like, I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, basically, there's been... a long history of feminism and different types of feminism. And then like, there's been mainstream feminism and like more like underground feminism. And it's taken a really, really, really long time for us to even be like relatively inclusive of like trans people, people of color, just anybody that's not like white, like upper class female. And the point we're at now is we're trying how to
I'm sneaking. Sorry, video chat was the worst idea.
But it's taken a really long time to get to the point that we have now. And I think, you know, there's more mainstream things like gay rights and marriage equality and that type of thing. But also, there's been more visibility about trans rights, which is really good. So I think that's kind of the next chapter that's going to be pushed forward, is trans issues. There's been a lot of, you know, lawsuits around it and a lot of good things happening, especially in Philadelphia. Now, this just passed, every, like, government-related building, like, federal building that's built, like, in or around Philadelphia from now on has to have a unisex bathroom, or just, like, non-gendered bathroom for trans people. So I think that's something that's really important.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty great.
Yeah
it is.
Yeah, so just like little stuff like that.
I know,
just more recognition.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, yeah.
I know there are some people that argue it's just like, well, if you're for rights for everybody, why are you a feminist and not just a humanist?
I mean, you could call yourself a humanist, but it's sort of like the same argument that there is, like, I feel like that term doesn't acknowledge the individual oppressions of people, and, like, the term feminism itself, I know, has, like, issues with that, too, but I would identify humanist as a label more for people who would argue that they don't see race or that they don't see gender, which is problematic.
Yeah, because that... oh, my God. What did my voice just do?
Dude!
the whole issue, not seeing race, not seeing color, that's kind of negating individuality, like people's heritage and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I see you as a person, not as a black person with a rich African heritage or what have you.
Which isn't a bad thing. Like, you could see somebody as a black person and still as a human being.
Yeah, but it's
just as long as you don't see them as a lesser human being.
It's just
by saying that, like, you're colorblind, it's more along the lines of, like, oh, I, like, tolerate people instead of accepting their differences.
Yeah.
And that's where the line on that is drawn. Oh. So that's why I think the term feminism applies to more people. But also the term feminism has a history of being neglectful. So that's why a lot of people don't identify themselves as that. But mm-hmm. I also think that a lot of people don't know about the, like, positive things surrounding it either, because there is so much, like, ignorance even from within the movement, that can make it hard and kind of confusing. But to say, like, you know, to have feminist beliefs and not call yourself a feminist when you just, like, don't know, I don't know, it's a confusing thing, but I definitely identify as a feminist, like, mm-hmm. trans-friendly, all of that, but, you know, there's still people who identify as feminists who don't think that, like, being a trans person is an acceptable identity, or that say that they're colorblind. I mean, it's just like, you know, any large movement's going to have its problems like that. But I do think it's a worthwhile concept to focus on and study and improve, because I think it's really beneficial to a lot of people, or it at least has the potential to be when used correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I agree.
Oh, sorry, Lauren, you.
I was just going to say, like, I... Oh, what is that? That was weird.
That was feedback.
I feel like I am one of those people that you were kind of just touching on. Like, I don't call myself a feminist because I don't really know what the feminist ideals are. Like, I mean, I don't really know what entails being a feminist. So I guess my whole question would be, like, what makes a feminist a feminist? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I totally agree with everything you're saying. Like, I think that, you know, we should accept people for who they are and everything. I mean, I'm not against any of that. But does that make me a feminist? I don't know.
I mean, I think it's something you have to claim for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, personally, you know, like, growing up, I always felt like I was, like, I felt differently. Like, my parents are really, like, liberal, really democratic, but I felt differently than them. And I felt differently from the conservatism that I was surrounded by. and I didn't know how to place, like, these, like, philosophical, like, feelings and, like, thought mixtures that I was having. And then I just, like, stumbled upon, like, these quotes on, like, Tumblr, and I was like, holy shit, like, I agree with all of this. It was by, like, Audre Lorde. And I was like, oh my god, like, what is this? And I looked it up, and I looked up more stuff, and I read this book called Introduction to Feminism, and I was like, holy shit, this just, like, fits me, like, I identify, like, with this label. And, I mean, it's something that you can, like, call yourself, and you don't have to put a label on it, obviously. Like I said, there's problems with the label itself, but that's just something that I was like, I'm not, like, if I had to associate myself with a party, it would be, like, a feminist party, because that is what closely aligns my ideals with.
Right.
And it's hard to answer what the core issues are, because it is such a broad topic. Yeah. Like, I've spent, like, 3 years studying it, and I want to spend the rest of my life just doing it, because it's something that doesn't end, because oppressions for people keep on changing.
Mm-hmm.
So it is hard to pick out certain core concepts.
Right. If there was...
Like, for me, it's not just rights for women.
Yeah. If there was something that... Like, what are some things that you can think of off the top of your head that are, like, completely against feminism, other than...
Like,
you know basically, what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do. Things that are completely against feminism. Saying, like, she did it to herself if someone is assaulted.
Right.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. Basically, the denial of women having, like, a rougher time. Or, I mean, you know, a bunch of political things go into it for me. Just saying, like, oh, there's no such things as trans people. Like, they're confused. Like, that's not a feminist thing for me. You know, to say that, like, wow, I talk about what's feminist so much, and there's so much not feminist, it's like hard. Like, little jokes, like, everyday, like, little things that you don't think about, like, when, like, somebody makes, like, a go into the kitchen, get a sandwich joke that bothers you, but you don't know how to say it, you don't know how to approach that situation, like, people making jokes like that, and passive aggressively putting you into your place because like who you are.
Okay.
That's very anti-feminist to me. Yeah. That's very hurtful to people. And I just, people don't want to, like, accept that. And people that, you know, like, make jokes like that, or, like, think things, like, are funny when they're not, are, like, basically trying to encourage their control, like, these little microaggressions. Yeah. They don't even realize it. Or, dudes can run, like, with their shirts off in public, girls can't, you know, like, slut whore dynamic versus, like, player dynamic, just, like, sexism in different music scenes, like, sexism in metal, sexism in punk, sexism in hip-hop, you know. Right. There's just things that are really problematic. Women are underrepresented, women of color are more specifically underrepresented in everything. The paychecks are different. There's just facts and facts and facts that line up to, like, prove that these just, like, terrible things are still happening. And that's, like, my fight would be my version of a feminist fight.
Have you ever met any women that were anti-feminism?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, all the time. Oh,
so, yeah. Like, what kind of characteristics do, like, the women who are... Because I can't imagine any women that would be...
Oh, there are, like, there are a lot. God, actually, there's so many. I don't know if you saw recently, Candace Cameron, the woman who played DJ Tanner on Full House, came out in favor of the idea of the submissive Christian wife.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what? What is that?
You stay home with the children. That, you are, like, a baby maker. You take care of the house and the home, and it is the husband's job to go out and get the money.
Right.
And
all you can take care of is the house.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm a housekeeper.
That's where a good Christian woman belongs.
Yeah. So if you believe that that's where the woman belongs, you're obviously against feminism.
Well, I mean, once again, everybody has their different definitions of it. But, like, in my classes and, like the feminist thought that, like, I've identified with, the term that we use for that is internalized misogyny, which basically means you begin to identify with the oppressor.
Okay.
So that's like
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah,
it is. In a way, it is. It's specific Stockholm syndrome, and it can apply to, like, a lot of situations. Like, you know, say you were a victim of a sexual assault and you think, well, I was wearing a short skirt, so it's my fault.
Right.
That's internalized misogyny.
What could have I done to prevent this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You begin to question things that you should not have to question at all.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like I said, it just means you've internalized a lot of the things that you've been told, like, your whole life, or, you know, I need to, you know, subject myself to certain things because that's what a good woman does, and this is how I can have my special place in society, is by being, like, available to, like, these people that treat me like shit, but you think it's, like, the right thing to do because you think that's how you're going to be happy, because mm-hmm. you're told that's how you're going to be happy.
But yeah. It's also completely different in a way to choose to stay home because that's where you actually want
yeah.
to be, too.
Right.
Like, there's the other part of feminism,
totally,
too,
yeah.
where I think it's unrepresentative.
Yeah,
it's also about choice, where I think that you're also allowed to walk around and look like a whore if you really want
yeah.
to, and
yeah.
you are allowed to have sex with as many guys as you
oh,
want
yeah.
to, because you're allowed to.
Dress how you
yeah.
want to dress. Do whatever you want to do. Just, if something
you shouldn't
happens,
have judgment
you just,
for
yeah.
it.
It's your fault. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's, like, to go back to the staying home thing, I know there's, I'm not going to say a lot, but I know there are a handful of feminists that would look down on me for my choice to be a stay-at-home mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, well, you know, why don't you go out and have a job and stuff? And I was like, no, I'm not staying home because my husband thinks that's where I should be. I'm staying home because we decided that we want one parent to stay at home, and he had a better career opportunity at the moment, so that's what happened.
If it would have
yeah.
been the other way around,
yeah.
he would have stayed home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
you know,
some people are
you
like,
just
oh, well, you know,
somebody
you're
to
just...
stay home with your kid.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Everybody should be
no,
allowed
I
to just
totally agree.
Do what you want.
Yeah. Like, for me, that's what it is. It's more about, like, choice. It's not, like, having to have the career or staying at home. It's making the choice to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Or you
yeah.
could do both.
Yeah, and not being judged by either party, like, not being judged by feminists or by, like, MRAs, which is, like, what we call men's rights activists.
Fuck those
Did you say like, men's rights activists?
Yes,
those exist.
Wait, they actually exist?
Yes.
Because that needs to
oh,
happen.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, I'm
wait,
serious.
You don't know
I have
no
serious.
Idea. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I am a clueless hermit.
So, Allie, break down men's rights activists.
That'll be for the better.
What?
I think she's got that. A book on this. Hold on. What's she doing?
Oh, my God. These fucking guys.
So, yeah. Oh. What does a men's rights activist look like?
Okay. What do they look like?
Someone from Jersey Shore.
if you want, like, the, like, stereotype option, it would be, like, obviously that's like what we refer to as like, I mean, you know, like the guys talked about before, like the like nice guy, like fedora
yeah.
guy.
Yes. Fedora guys.
Guy. Not that having a neck beard makes you a douchebag, but like
I am a white knight.
Like,
what?
Like
white
shirts
knight.
That say like silence is golden, but duct tape is like silver. Like,
oh god, yeah, shit like that.
That's just creepy.
Yeah,
like
that's
like,
those gross
that's
shirts
that's
you can buy at Spencer's. Yes,
guys, save that, the boobies
like
shirts.
Borderline brony, kind of.
Right.
I don't know. Could be like borderline otaku. Like a lot of times, like it's just like fucking. I don't know. That's just like how I like see it in my head. But I mean, I'm sure that's like a total stereotype because they're everywhere.
They are. Jeff recently showed
like
me Jeff recently shared a picture with me. I think it was like two guys standing in front of like vending machines that had like I hate calling them wife beaters. I need a better word for that because it's
tank
such
top.
An awful
white
word.
Tank top.
Like
ribbed tank tops.
Ribbed tank.
With like they had, you know, like the Hawaiian shirts or like the crazy button down dragon shirts and
oh
then
boy.
Fedoras
oh.
and then written on a piece
yeah.
of notebook paper it said men's rights activists and they're just doing the like what's up kind of pose and I'm like fuck these guys.
Yeah.
I would laugh
like
at those guys.
Man.
Right.
I'm pretty sure men have rights.
Yeah, that's the whole point of feminism is that men have rights.
Like, I'm pretty sure they're okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure. You're gonna be okay,
sure,
buddy.
Like, white, cis,
nobody is oppressing
yeah.
the white man.
No,
trying always trying to bring the white man down.
White heterosexual cisgendered men. No,
nope.
You don't have oppression. Shut up,
sir. You're fine.
Like, we are rights.
It's not we're taking your rights away and replacing them with ours. That's not what we're doing here.
So, like, what do they do? I mean, you've said that they wear fedoras.
Oh, they're just idiots who...
That's all they do. Is wear fedoras.
Well, you just talked about how they dress.
So perfect.
What?
I mean, what do they do? You know, you said they wear fedoras.
Well, you just said how they dress, but you didn't really get into, like, how they act.
I wasn't pointing out that you were saying something silly. I was... you were said something amazingly hilarious. That's all.
That's... It really does kind of... touch on the point that we didn't really get into it. We just kind of like, you know, watch out for guys that dress like this.
Well,
I'm
like the clueless one over here. I have no idea. Like, you're just this, like, I don't know if you guys are assuming I know what you're, what.
No.
Fedora guys cool. act like. I mean, I don't know. Are they hipsters? I mean, I don't.
Men's rights activists maybe. Don't really do anything.
No.
They sit there.
They're the
like,
little boys who run 4chan.
Yeah, so that's like, what I was going
to
say.
So they're like nerdy. Do they actually like talk to women? Or are they like, do they hit on women? Like, what are they?
Yeah,
okay,
some of them.
Pickup artists.
Okay.
Pickup artists.
So
men's rights
artists.
Activists. They fall into that category.
Like okay. the show, The Pickup Artists.
With mystery.
Okay.
Because a pickup line.
Ooh, so seductive.
Because I remembered, I thought I listened to the podcast where Jeff was talking about, he was talking about the nice guy. I remember...
Yeah.
Like hearing the description about like the nice guy, but I never really got a full description of like the fedora guy. I just kind of assumed they were the same thing.
Mostly.
It's just the guy that pretends like he's your friend and then like.
It comes with a sense of entitlement.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Like I only treat people like people if I think it's going to get me somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they won't admit that.
Yeah.
Okay. Dickheads. But, I don't like them.
Yeah. Really,
if I ever
though.
See one, I'm gonna punch him in the face.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, like, I feel bad like stereotyping people by the way that they look because there's probably a lot of dudes that look that way that are like awesome feminists too. Like, I'm sure, but
oh,
like
sure.
for some reason, the majority of these like 4chan dudes that like define themselves as like masculinists or men's rights activists have this like theme of like shitty clothing type like that. They think it, like, brings them back to, like, this era of, like, m'lady. And, like,
when women like, knew their place.
It's, like, it's the 20s, and I pull my chair out for my woman, and my woman does this and this, and it's me being chivalrous, but really, I'm a sexist dick, and I can't tell the difference.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's fine to, like, open doors and pull out chairs to
be
polite.
That's just being
but,
polite.
I mean, there's a line.
Yeah.
But that's not why they...
No,
they
I know.
Think they do something in return, and then when people,
oh, that's
when feminists are like,
oh.
I don't
like,
know
it
you
doesn't
shit.
If you do that shit, it doesn't like, yeah. like equal us like mm-hmm. banging you or like obeying you forever. They're like, oh my god, they're taking away our rights as gentlemen. They think that they can do all these things, and they're just destroying it and making it worse for themselves by trying to. Overtake society and their feminazis and blah blah blah.
Oh, God. So these just are the like, guys that we were talking about when I initially wanted to have this podcast with that whole like I saw the article on Facebook about
right,
the free
exactly.
bleeding thing.
So let's go to 4chan's little escapade they're running right now. The dismantle feminism.
Free bleeding.
Yeah, I'd like to see them try that in real life.
Yeah, right.
Then come talk to me for an hour.
Yeah. One of the first things they did, because I think this was a thing, like, they're kicking off 2014 as the year that 4chan dismantles feminism. One of the first things was the, I can't specifically think of what it's called. It was basically, like, the bikini bridge.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What?
The bikini bridge, where, like, you diet so much that, your bikini doesn't touch your abdomen, it just goes across from hip to hip.
When you're laying down.
Yeah when you're laying okay. down.
Oh, is that? Oh, man, I didn't hear about that. I've heard about, like, thigh gaps. I've heard about, like, all kinds of shit. Hip
yeah.
dips. Hear about bikini bridge. That's
yeah.
great. Yeah,
look
I'd like
up.
To see those guys fit into a bikini with a bikini bridge, and
yeah.
then they can talk about it.
Right? And their latest thing was attacking free bleeding. Now, I know free bleeding is, like, a legit thing. Some women just choose not to use any kind of menstrual protection, air quotes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's fine. That's well and good. That's your choice. But they're saying it's because, ladies, stop buying, menstrual products from your oppressors. All these companies are run by men, and they're just trying to oppress you because they think periods are gross and blah, blah, blah. So free bleed. Look at all these awesome women, not caring. Look, this one's jogging, and she's just bleeding down her leg.
This one's at the beach, and she's...
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting because I have a lot of, thoughts on this. Okay, so first of all, free bleeding is not a new concept, and they took those pictures out of context because that was a specific art project.
Yeah, I saw that months ago.
That was a series of portraits, that people did just to draw attention to the taboo nature of menstrual blood as a thing, and point out this happens to everyday people that you see all the time. How are you going to have this crazy sexist backlash? But then what happened is 4chan started doing that and saying that, all these people are going around and bleeding on subways and blah, blah, blah. When in reality, the concept of free bleeding a lot of times is a woman at home in her bed, instead of putting a tampon in, has a special towel in between her legs or something while she's on the computer.
Yeah, it's not running around. I don't use any kind of hygiene items because women aren't fucking stupid. We know that blood out and about in public places can be a health risk.
Yeah. I mean, it totally got me, though. I thought it was real.
There's people who do believe that that's, a good way to protest, but I think it's problematic. I think the way that people are treating the people that actually do that is problematic. I think that it is, a taboo topic that needs to be addressed, and I can see how it's a way of, getting in touch with your body, sort of, but I can see the reasons why people would want to do it. They want to just slap MRAs in the face. That's the reason that people do it, but I also think a modicum of privilege goes along with it, because in order to have clothes that you bleed onto all the time, you either don't have to look professional for a job, or don't have to wear a uniform, or you don't have to worry about stains showing or buying new clothes, you know what I mean? So you have to be in, relatively stable situation, unless you're just, fucking crust punk train hopper and you don't give a shit. But those kind of people aren't on the internet or aren't on mainstream TV talking about it anyways.
Right.
So I do think that it's a more privileged statement to make, and therefore probably a more, white feminist thing to do. Historically, that's what happens. And then bleeding in public, I think, has the potential to trigger, a lot of people. It really, people have things about blood. Even if they don't know that, it's coming from a, where it's coming from, somebody with PTSD could see blood.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what that would do, in a public place. There's just, there's a lot of issues that goes along with it, but I do think that periods are a taboo topic that need to be addressed. I think that the concept for the pictures where the woman was jogging, the women's just sitting and you can see their period blood, I think that was an excellent way to do it. And I think the extreme backlash that has been had coming from people outside of 4chan, seeing this, I think the reaction in and of itself reveals some of the sexism that these, people that are into, public free bleeding are trying to address, but it's not doing anything to, make it better at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a contradiction.
I was having an issue with it initially because I saw the photos, which ended up being the art project, and before I realized what was going on, I was like, holy shit. Is this a thing? Am I going to start seeing women out in public at the pool or at the beach or jogging?
No, I seriously thought that too. Yeah.
And I'm I'm freaking out. I'm this is fucked up. So I just, I Googled it quick and then I realized what was going on. Mm-hmm. But I felt like I was being a bad quote unquote feminist because I personally think that if I saw a girl out in public that had blood running down her leg, I would be disgusted, because for me it's just a matter of personal hygiene. Take care of that shit,
You don't want to see somebody with snot running down
even
their
if,
face.
I don't want to see that either. Even if you don't want to use the man's product,
here's where I disagree with that argument.
Go ahead.
Here's where I disagree with that argument. I think that period blood is not like snot, is not like poop, is not like piss. It's a uniquely biological thing that affects 50% of the population that it's underwhelmingly addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I see why people want to do that. I do. I personally wouldn't do that, wouldn't go about it the same way. Don't think it's the best way to do that, but I see why people do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to compare it to other biological functions that affect every single person is not the right counter argument, just because it isn't addressing the unique like problems that society has specifically with menstruation.
So,
but like I said, not the best to deal with it.
Is menstrual blood like cleaner than other bodily fluids? I mean, is there something about it that makes it different?
I have looked up so much on trying to figure out if you could catch a disease from it, and if it is dried,
yeah,
it's slim to none.
Yeah,
chance.
It's just like regular.
There is literally
dried
like no chance.
Fluid.
Even if,
well, that's probably the same as regular blood too, isn't it?
Yeah, even if it is regular blood, and you know that the person has like hepatitis, you know for a fact that they do, and it is dried. Even if you scratch it and then stick it your finger in your eye, you still have next to no. I am only saying this because this is how it was described in the article
actually?
I was reading.
Who is doing that?
Nobody is doing that. This is the point.
Well, it can't get into your bloodstream if you stick it in your eye anyway.
You still have next to no chance of getting it. So yeah. There is so slim chance of you getting a disease from dried period blood or any other blood.
Yeah.
That probably not.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to see like dried regular blood on a park bench either.
And there's
you know
a reason
mean?
Why,
I,
like
I
it's
know.
A biohazard thing, and there's a reason why like people don't want
really
blood around. Like we have laws in place for this shit. Like you have to have special people to clean up blood.
Yeah. It's true. It's
but
true.
Also, here's another reason why it's damaging is because people who are on the fence. Here's where the 4chan like smear campaign is fundamentally damaging is because people who are on the fence about feminism who don't know that there are like it is a wide range of like political views and like subgroups would see that and think, oh, feminist as one category, feminist person that bleeds everywhere in public,
yeah,
sexist backlash comment,
yeah,
like
that's
where it becomes damaging.
Yeah,
and I think, like I said, I think menstruation needs to be addressed, and I think I would hope that it would become less of a taboo thing. And I would hope that, like, you know, in middle school when girls are getting their periods and they get stains on their pants, that it's less of a traumatizing experience.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At the same time, I don't think that by freely allowing periods to flow in public places, unless it's in, like, some type of, like, you know, like, organized, like performance piece or some type of specific protest, it would do like the job. And I don't even know if it would do the job then. I don't know the answer to how it can be less taboo unless it's just talked about more. But the way that people are talking about this is, oh, look at those crazy feminazi bitches.
Yeah.
Speaking of, let's touch on the phrase feminazi for a minute. Jesus Christ, do I hate that word. So
me
you're
too.
A feminist. That means you hate men, right?
Yes. No,
you're
no.
A lesbian, right, Allie?
I hate them. Men suck. No.
Half lesbian. But, what, like, where the feminazi, like, term came from was in second wave feminism. There was one specific really militant group of feminists that was primarily composed of, like, 10 to 15 people. I mean, there still are feminists who are anti-male, but the proportion of those people to the larger feminist movement is insanely small. It's like 0.002%. So to apply that to everything that has been, like, every positive thing that has been done in the name of feminism and, like, the conversations that are started and just, like, all these problems that are addressed is so, so fucked up.
Hang on one second. Yeah, I know people who are against feminism for, like, that reason. It's because they have a pretty big misconception. It's like, oh, well, you're a feminist. That means you think that women are better than men, right? And it's like,
yeah.
No.
No, I just have this crazy concept that I think that we are the same.
Like, I have this crazy idea.
It's insane. That I know.
When I re-enter the workforce, that I want to get paid the same as my male peers. I know. Crazy idea.
I know.
Crazy.
It's completely nuts.
What?
Get this paid You're the same as a man?
But you can't do the same things.
Bullshit.
God, I know, right?
I dated a guy for like a hot minute that was... He worked like a manual labor kind of job and was so mad that, you know, women wanted to apply for his job. And he's like, you know, I have to do heavy lifting. And I'm like, I'm sure there are girls out there that can lift way more than you, Slim.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm just saying equal rights, equal fights.
I work with a guy and every single one of the girls in the salon can lift way more than this kid. Way fucking more.
Is that the one kid I was there that day when the wiener dog was in?
Yep. There's okay. only one.
Oh, okay.
Only one guy.
Okay.
Fair enough. I won't say his name.
Little wiener dog.
Yeah,
it was
a wiener dog.
Chubby. I loved it.
Chubby monkey.
I should have stolen it. Just run.
Yeah, I should have stolen it and given it.
We threaten people with that all the time.
Allie needs more dogs.
She does.
I don't have any dogs in Philly and it's killing my soul.
You have a cat though, right?
I do, but he doesn't want all the kisses that I have. Aww. He puts his paw up like this at my face so that I don't kiss him. Just like, I need a dog that needs mad lovin's.
Yeah.
I need a big bear dog.
No.
Bear dog. Dogs.
Moment of silence for cute dog.
Reflect on our pets.
Dogs. I forgot about those.
Puppies.
Puppies.
Anyway,
so women's studies was not your intended major when you went to college, right?
It was film, and I knew I wanted to do like at least a women's studies minor, but when like we had to learn like film theory, which is essentially like bullshit, I was like, no, don't care, this isn't affecting anybody's lives in like any sort of way. I don't care. I need to do something that's going to be interesting to me that I'm going to learn from and be able to apply in whatever I want to do. So I was like, peace film, hello women's studies, this is great. Met a bunch of amazing people, learned so much. Would suggest it to anybody because you can get, it's like having a psychology degree but more specific, so it's like almost better because it's more unique. Like I anybody, and if anybody that's listening and is interested, I mean, maybe feel free to talk to me or talk to Aislinn and get in contact with me, because I would love to talk about it with anybody.
Yeah, we can, in the blog post, we'll hook up, like, your
info.
Twitter and shit like that.
Totally.
My Twitter.
The Tweeter.
do you have any idea what you want to do when you get out of school? Are you going to just go to more
yeah,
school?
I do.
More school.
More school.
God. No. God. Oh, no. I took, like, one grad class last semester for my capstone, and I wrote, like, this... I had to write a 20 to 25-page paper. It ended up being 22 pages. And, like, it was really fun to write, but holy shit, it was, like, really, really stressful. So hopefully I'll, like, avoid that. But what I really want to do is, like, I am interning at Planned Parenthood now, and I, like, really like this... like social work aspect of it, cool. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do social work, you know, maybe I'll go into counseling, you know.
Cool.
Anything you could do with a social work or psychology degree, yeah. You can do a women's studies degree.
I know for a minute you were talking about applying to law school.
Yeah, maybe I am still thinking about that eventually. Yeah, I would like that. I think a lot. I think I would like to terrify people. I think that would be good.
Allie, the next woman president.
Yes, yep. Allie's going to be president someday.
Absolutely not.
No. That's way too much pressure, man.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's just harder to free bleed when you're the president of the United States.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think they have to write 20-page papers.
That way.
Huh? I don't think they have to write 20-page papers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, but you do have to run the country.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You have people writing your speeches for you. So,
that's,
I mean,
true,
you know,
that's
a plus.
That would piss me off, though. I don't think I could have that happen. I'd be like, don't tell me what to say.
How dare you speak
don't
for me?
Don't need that. I don't need that shit. Fuck is this teleprompter here for?
So, what exactly?
I know how to write.
I got postcards, man. Be the first president with like postcards that are like glitter.
I know how to use Microsoft Word.
Yeah. Do this.
So, what does your interning at Planned Parenthood like entail? Are you allowed to talk about it at all?
Yeah. I can't mention like specific names or anything. Like, I wouldn't do that. But basically, like initially when I started at Planned Parenthood, like I went in as a volunteer, like patient escort. So like when protesters come to Planned Parenthood, which they do on a regular basis, I would go out and stand in front of them in like my Planned Parenthood smock that's like bright yellow and like walk people inside like to the waiting room, like through the people that are like yelling nonsense. Mm-hmm. And then like this intern position opened up for like healthcare and like getting people to see like what insurances they were eligible for and like stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I want to do that. And they were like, oh, okay. Like, you don't have to apply. You already volunteer here, so you can do it.
Nice.
So I go in 3 days a week for a few hours at a time, and I go into waiting rooms and I talk to people and I'm like, do you have insurance? Are you interested in finding out about insurance? Are you interested in saying you're a supporter for Planned Parenthood? Blah, blah, blah. And I just like there's a lot of really cool people, like really awesome people. Like I just meet just great people like all the time. And I'm just like, wow, I just really like this. I mean, sometimes it's after like 7 hours in a row of doing it, my like spiel gets like ingenuine and I feel bad, but uh-huh. like it's pretty, I like talking to people, but then there's like, once I do it for so long, I'm like, shit, maybe I just need to work with dogs. Yeah. Just like be a dog therapist or something. I don't know.
Do you guys have a buffer zone at your clinic where protesters are not allowed to be?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We have, it's really cool, actually. They're like these cool, like wrought iron gates that are like spirally. And like, then there's like, so there's like the sidewalk. It's right in the middle of the city. The one where it's in the Gayborhood. It's in the middle of the Gayborhood.
Oh, I know what one you're talking about. I used to go there.
Yeah. The one on 12th and Marcus. Yeah. That's what I am. And they have these, yeah, it's like sidewalk and they have like the wrought iron gates and they mm-hmm. have like a little like smoking area with benches and like trees and stuff. And then they have a set of doors you go through and then the waiting room is like inside on your right. And it's like mm-hmm. a pretty big waiting room and it gets kind of like boring in there. And like, so sometimes I'm like, okay, well, I don't feel so bad about bugging people because they're probably like just sitting in here not doing anything anyways.
Yeah.
Sometimes people like tell me like they just like divulge like kinds of like crazy information to me. And like, I realize I would probably be like a good counselor because I realize absolutely nothing phases me that they tell me. And sometimes it's like crazy shit.
Oh,
that's
man.
Pretty cool. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's like direction that I'm heading, and eventually maybe law. I'd like to do that, but you know, you got to be more like corporate for that, and I'm not like.
Yeah, you're young.
I'm sitting around and like dye our hair. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you got time. Yeah. You can always like apply to law school when you're like 40. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like 3 years. But we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, only 22.
I was like, what, you're 37?
Yeah, I was like, 3 years until you're 40.
What is 37?
I was like, you look fantastic.
That's how we know Allie. She went to school with Bill.
Hey, I'll be 37 this year too, so nah, don't worry about it.
Whatever. No, we know Allie because Bill and I used to work at the movie theater, and Allie used to go there all the time.
Every day.
Yeah.
So that's how you guys met.
Back when your hair was, well, your hair was still white, but you did the crazy, fluffy thing, like 80s metal hair almost.
Nice.
Oh, God.
It was awesome. Yeah. I liked your hair with like the rainbow streaks in the front that were all faded.
Yeah, that's good. Because looking back on it now, I'm like, I just look like a scene asshole.
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, you know, whatever. We all did it at one point, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We're all hipster scene kids.
before there was a word for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now nobody wants to be that.
No. Oh my God. Ugh. Jeff and I were up in Williamsport Friday night to hang out with some friends, and we picked up a pizza like in downtown Williamsport, like right by City Church. And apparently there was a show going on, and there are all these like little seamster teenagers, and I was like, ugh, I want my fucking pizza and I want to leave now.
What's confusing is that people are still doing that. Like, yeah. It's become, like, an accepted thing.
Where are you going?
Allie's taking us for a walk around her apartment, apparently.
No, I had to turn off some water.
Ah.
Some boiling water.
Ooh. Making something delicious.
Not me. Somebody in my apartment is.
Ah, fair enough.
But, yeah, I just, like, I don't know. I mean, I just want to work with what I like to work with. And, I mean... You know, at this point in my life, I'm kind of just, like, I just want to, like, pay rent, have pets, and just, like, I have nothing to really, like, you know, I don't have, like, kid, I don't have, you know, mortgage, you know, I don't have stuff like that, so it's still pretty free to do what I want.
Do it up.
Yep. Do it while you're
Be
young.
Do it up. Crazy.
Yep.
So crazy.
Crazy. Oh man, was there? I'm trying to think.
Do we have any other questions? I don't think I did. I think she covered everything I had questions about.
Ashley, you anything you want to talk about?
Ashley stares blankly.
It's fine.
Nah. I don't remember.
You're the worst. You're fired.
I'm sorry.
You're terrible.
I'm sorry.
Terrible person.
It's true.
I did, but I seriously have no idea.
All looking right at your phone going to help? Did you write it down somewhere?
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Nice.
Looks All like right. no.
Okay.
Hi.
Are there any other things that you like want to tell people? Anything? Any, you know, I don't know.
I mean... One thing I would say, just, like, in general, is, like, don't be pigeonholed by the term feminism itself.
Yeah.
Just, there's space for pretty much anybody to, like, fit in. And I think it's, like I said, it's a concept that I think more people can relate to than they realize. And don't be scared of, like, you know, claiming the term for yourself or just, like, reading into it more. Don't be scared that you're, like, not good enough or you don't, like, look a certain way to, like, fit in, because it's for anybody. Everybody. There's a book called Feminism is for Everybody that I apparently am quoting now. But, there's really good books. And even if you go on Tumblr and just, like, you know, look up, like, body positivity or, you know, stuff like that, there's really cool, like, things happening. So, yeah.
Cool.
No, you've been awesome. It's really great.
It's been informative. Hopefully we've enlightened a few people and
well, you
maybe
enlightened me, so
changed a few minds are like feminists.
And if you would like to go and read any of the books that Allie has mentioned, you could always go on Amazon.
Go to the Popular Outcast website, clear your cookies, and then click that purple Amazon banner.
Click or go on to porno mode.
You can go into porno mode. And then you don't have to clear your cookies.
Yeah.
But click on the banner. Click it. We want cruise ships.
Yes.
Yes. It's true.
Fucking cruise ships.
Cruise ships. Other than some random book titles you mentioned throughout the show, is there anything you want to plug? Any websites, your personal biz or anything?
I mean, not really. My Tumblr... I probably don't want to say, but there's, if you have one, I would suggest that if you're into feminism, it's good to have one, because there's, like, a lot of really awesome, like, art and, like, quotes and, like, just always stuff being updated about it. If you just search, like, feminism in the tag, stuff will pop up. And, yeah, don't be afraid to, like, read a book about it. I don't know. It's not as, like, offensive and scary as people think it is. Just that.
It's open-minded and accepts everybody.
What?
It's open-minded and accepts everybody.
And if
except for rights activists.
I mean, as long as you're not hateful, you'll be accepted. But if you're not being accepted, you're obviously in the wrong group. Find cooler people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better people.
Yeah. And, you know, it. There's arguments within it, but it's,
nothing's perfect.
It's something that I think, like I said, like, more people can relate to than they think that they can. You know, if you are, like, feeling shit about your body, like, read something, like, about body positivity. Like, that's feminism, like, kind of like whatever you want to make it out to be. And maybe that's a privileged thing to say, but I mean, what worked for me.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start. Yeah. Do like little things.
Yeah. You don't have to go out and do a protest right away and try to change the world. You know, start small.
Exactly. Yep.
You don't have to go out and like bleed everywhere.
You don't have to chain yourself to things. It's cool.
Or do you?
Chain yourself
you
to
have
the,
to do both.
Chain yourself to the fence outside the NRA. The Kotex factory.
Fire way to do.
Bleed all over it.
Yes. Bleed all over the fence at the Kotex factory.
If somebody does that, please don't blame us.
Yeah. No, we're not condoning that
at
all.
We're not condoning that. That's not our idea.
We are not held liable.
Stop that.
Metal, I would not.
All right, so, Allie, it's been a pleasure.
Pleasure.
And hopefully we'll...
What is she doing?
I hope we can actually hear her better on the podcast.
And hopefully we'll see you sooner rather than later.
Well, I think hopefully I'll be coming home next week or for a weekend over spring break. So over the next, like, 3 weeks, I could be home.
Oh, my God. If you're home next weekend, you'll be able to come to the open mic, but we'll see.
Oh, is that next weekend?
It's the 22nd.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. I will keep you updated on that, because I've had a bunch of snow days, so all my due dates have moved around, but I don't have midterms yet, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That might happen. That actually might be a thing. Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
So, we'll see you soon, and for the people listening, we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Allie.
Bye. See you guys.
Thank you.